Thank you, Christine. After the culture of the last news slot, we have some sport. The football season for Norwich City is over, so no more football chats, we reckon. But the planning for next season goes on, particularly with the new management structure there. There is still argument about changes to some of the city's tennis courts. But first we hear that Norfolk's England rugby star Ben Youngs has withdrawn from the Lions tour to New Zealand. You will probably know that the Lions are the best players picked from the four home nations, England, Wales, Scotland and Ireland. The Lions tour only every fourth year, so it is a great accolade to be chosen.
Norfolk rugby star Ben Youngs has decided to withdraw from this summer's British and Irish Lions tour of New Zealand to remain close to his family, due to his sister-in-law being given a terminal cancer diagnosis. The wife of Young's older brother, Tom, has been battling illness for 3 years, but the situation has sadly taken a turn for the worse. Leicester Tigers have released a statement providing details of Ben's decision to not travel with the Lions this summer. The former Holt and North Walsham juniors have played for Leicester for all of their professional careers so far, with 30-year-old Tom taking on the club captaincy this season. The brothers grew up on the family farm near Aylsham and toured Australia with the Lions 4 years ago, with hooker Tom and scrum half Ben both playing important roles in the tour victory over the Wallabies. We are a very close family and, as I'm sure everyone can respect, time is now precious together, Ben said in the statement. The most important thing for me at this difficult time is to be able to offer as much support as I can to Tom and his family in the remaining time we all have together. It is a great honour to be selected as a member of the British and Irish Lions squad, and I would like to thank Warren Gatland, the staff and the other players for their understanding in this situation. I wish them well and, like all rugby supporters in Britain and Ireland, hope they have a successful tour.
Norwich City's managing director, Steve Stone, insists there will be no fire sale at Carrow Road this summer. The Canaries are poised to receive £12 million less from their final parachute payment following relegation from the Premier League in 2016, but missing out on an instant top-flight return was factored into the planning. New sporting director Stuart Webber has sanctioned the release of seven senior players headed by John Ruddy, and any incomings will be tied to astute work in the transfer market. We didn't have a pot of cash in January, so we don't have a pot of cash now. So if Stuart and the head coach want to make significant changes to the squad, we will have to generate cash to do that, said Stone. We haven't got money sitting there. We can go out and spend on players. That said, we are not forced to sell. But if we want to change it around, players will need to go to bring in new ones. Stone is in a bullish mood for what lies ahead after an eighth-place championship finish. It has been a frustrating season, he said. To finish below where we aimed for at the start of the season, I would certainly class as disappointing. But because we put changes in place before the end of the season, we clearly always had an eye on this summer and moving forward. We are in a good place.
Decisions are due over changes which would see almost £400,000 spent on tennis courts in parks around Norwich. But the most controversial proposal will not be dealt with just yet. Changes to tennis courts in Harford Park, Lakenham Recreation Ground, Eaton Park and Hyne Park are proposed as part of Norwich City Council's proposals. It would see hard courts refurbished and floodlighting installed at Harford and Lakenham. Floodlighting would also be installed at 3 courts in Eaton Park and 10 grass courts at Hyne Park, replaced with 3 all-weather floodlit courts. There have been a handful of objections to those, but the plans are recommended for approval. However, the application for Hyne Park, which is far more controversial, will not be discussed at that meeting.
2 Norfolk pupils have triumphed in the county final of a chess competition. 10 pupils from Langley Preparatory School at Taverham Hall competed in the Norfolk Regional Mega Final of the Delancey UK Schools Chess Challenge last week, a qualifier for the Northern Giga Final. Both William Boyd and Elliot Hart qualified for the final, with William winning the under-11 trophy. Tristan Willis, head of geography, said, "This is the second year we've entered the competition, and again it was a great success. It was enjoyed by all that took part, and we are incredibly pleased with the success of William and Elliot. I introduced chess to our school last year. Chess is a cerebral sport that helps develop the brain in a variety of ways, including memory and cognitive abilities."
A man has shed an incredible 10 stone after being referred on to a new diet and exercise regime at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. A lack of exercise and a fondness for sweet treats and exotic cheeses meant Mr. Welsh began to pile on the pounds, tipping the scales at 179.8 kilograms in April 2016. Some half-hearted attempts at increasing his activity levels and keeping a watch on his eating proved unsuccessful. Mr. Welsh from Thetford was referred to the Weight Management Clinic at the NNUH and entered the programme in April 2016. This meant a largely liquid diet for the first 12 weeks of the programme. He was then able to gradually introduce home-cooked, freshly prepared meals to his diet. Alongside the extreme changes to his diet, he embarked upon a challenging exercise regime involving swimming, resistance training, and spin classes.
For our last feature, the Evening News has picked up a suggestion that apparently was well read on the internet that Woolworths would make a comeback. Journalist Courtney Poachin investigates. Her article is read by Ian Robertson.